Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 8th. You'll be interested to know, 53 years ago, today, in 1971, the Home Box Office, otherwise known as HBO, officially debuted, showcasing the film Sometimes a Great Notion, which featured the renowned actor Paul Newman. This marked a significant milestone in the evolution of television, setting the stage for the company's future successes in the entertainment industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell on Friday with clean morning conditions and offshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Saturday, expect knee-high swell with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift to onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, expect thigh-to-waist-high swell with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, turning semi-glassy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking pretty small, but clean at 1 plus feet until 10. After that, it's choppy until 4, but should be fair again for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3.5-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the east-southeast swell is 1 feet at 12 seconds, and the offshore wind is 8 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 3.5 foot at 6:45 a.m., with a 4.5-foot high tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 44 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:51 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:13. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 67 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies with a low around 52 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday through Tuesday with highs around 67 and 62. Nights will be partly cloudy with patchy fog and lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has approved the merger of Rady Children's Hospital and Children's Hospital of Orange County, paving the way for the new organization, Rady Children's Health, to serve over 1.3 million children in San Diego and Orange counties. The merger comes with 24 specific conditions, ensuring the hospitals maintain their charity care commitments and community benefits. Rady will invest heavily, with over $1 billion allocated for new facilities and services. Discussions about the future branding of the hospitals are underway, aiming to preserve their existing identities while integrating under the new name. Now on to sports. On Thursday Night Football in Baltimore, the Ravens, now 7-3, edged out the Cincinnati Bengals, who fall to 4-6 in a thrilling 35-34 win. Lamar Jackson was spectacular, throwing for 4 touchdowns, including a game winner to Rashad Bateman. Despite Ja'Marr Chase's 264 yards and 3 touchdowns, the Bengals' late two-point attempt fell short. In college football, tomorrow afternoon, the second-ranked Georgia Bulldogs face the 16th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels in Oxford. Georgia, favored by 2.5 points, aims to extend their 4-game winning streak. Ole Miss's formidable pass rush will challenge QB Carson Beck, who has 17 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. The over-under is 51.5. In local sports, on Sunday afternoon, the Bolts, sitting at 5-3, host the struggling Titans, who are 2-6 in the City of Angels. Los Angeles is favored by 7.5, with the Chargers' defense allowing just 12.6 points per game. Expect a tough matchup. Tonight, San Diego State, 3-5, takes on the New Mexico Lobos at Snapdragon Stadium. The Aztecs are slight favorites by 2.5, with the over-under set at 66.5. Expect an exciting matchup as SDSU aims to maintain their edge in America's finest city. Tonight, the Lakers at 4-4 host the Philadelphia 76ers at Crypto.com Arena. Anthony Davis, averaging 26.8 points per game, faces a Sixers squad grappling with injuries to key players like Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. Last night, the Kings fell to the Canucks 4-2 in Los Angeles. The Kings now stand at 8-4-3, and tomorrow night, they host the Blue Jackets at home. In top news, a frustrated customer, Mark Van Valkenburg, has filed a lawsuit against Intel, alleging that the company deceptively marketed its faulty 13th and 14th generation central processing units as enabling amazing experiences, while they were prone to crashes and blue screens. He claims that many consumers, including himself, believed these products would perform as advertised, only to find they were unstable. The lawsuit seeks damages, stating that Intel was aware of the defects by late 2022, yet failed to inform customers. If certified, this action could potentially cost Intel hundreds of millions in damages. In business news, stock market valuations are approaching generational highs, according to Stifel's chief equity strategist, Barry Bannister. He predicts that the S&P 500 could climb to the low 6,000 range before experiencing a significant drop. Bannister describes the current market as a mania, with valuations at levels not seen in 80 years. Following Donald Trump's election win, markets surged, with the Dow Jones rising more than 1,500 points. Bannister warns that while a short-term rise is possible, it may lead to a decline of about 13% within a year. He emphasizes that current sentiment suggests we are nearing the end of a bull market. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $76,100. Ethereum is just over $2,900. And Goatsys Maximus is nearing 88 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Are young people aging faster? This question is becoming increasingly urgent as young adults are being diagnosed with colorectal cancer more frequently, even among those with no family history of the disease. Dr. Andrew Chan, a professor at Harvard Medical School, Reports that early-onset cancer cases have more than doubled over the past decade. Recent research from the American Cancer Society reveals that out of 34 cancers, 17 are rising among younger people. Factors such as processed foods, obesity, and lifestyle choices are being investigated. Understanding and addressing these trends could change the future of cancer detection and prevention. Entertainment news. Hollywood is once again revisiting the epic tale of Beowulf with a new adaptation centered on its infamous villain, Grendel. The Jim Henson Company is developing this project based on John Gardner's 1970 novel, which offers a fresh perspective on the story. Jeff Bridges will voice Grendel, with Dave Bautista portraying Beowulf. The cast also includes Bryan Cranston, Sam Elliott, Thomasin McKenzie, and Aidan Turner. Writer-director Robert T. Krzyzewski aims to blend introspection with bone-crunching action and unique visual styles, promising a thrilling and thoughtful retelling of this classic narrative. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Plato. And he said, "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.